Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. I have been waiting for this moment since I ran into Congressman Steve Scalise at the Bicentennial Ball at Lakeside Mall. Big celebration, 200th birthday of Jefferson Parish. Ran into him a couple of weeks ago when we talked about him coming on the show, and I've known the congressman for a while, and he is the House Majority Leader, a very, very powerful position, very close to President Trump, and this is going to be a great conversation, and it's going to be an example about how America should have conversations about politics. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Well, Scoot, great for having me back. I appreciate it. It was great seeing you at Jefferson's big celebration, and we hadn't seen each other probably in a few years, and we used to do this, I know, every few months, and
yep, that's right.
It's always fun to do, and take calls from folks and just talk about things that are actually happening and how we can make things work better.
Yeah, I also appreciate you doing the very first YouTube show, the very first Scoot on the Air YouTube show that I ever did. Steve Scalise was the guest, and it was over lunch at Antoine's, which wasn't bad. I know there was one moment when I think you wanted to taste something off my plate, and I said, no,
yeah,
I don't want to. I'm kind of a germaphobe.
Yeah, we're from New Orleans. We share food. We eat everything. We talk about where we're going to eat next when we're at a restaurant eating. It's just what we do.
All right, look, a lot has happened to you. Summer of 2017, you were shot. Left-wing radical activist shot you. He was killed in a shootout. You were hit in the left hip. You were hit with also internal organs were hit, and you lost a lot of blood. You have gone through a lot. You worked hard to go through rehab, and you have recovered. And as I see you walk in the studio, you still have just a slight limp, but are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great, and I appreciate you asking. Went through a lot. God performed a lot of miracles, that day, and since a lot of prayers here in New Orleans, everywhere, people were wonderful, just rooting for recovery, and it took a lot to get better. I had to learn how to walk again, but I wanted to come back. I wanted to do the things I love again and, play with my kids again and just the things you maybe take for granted, but I sure don't take them for granted anymore.
Yeah.
And I really know what's important in life. So I'm playing with the house's money.
Then Congressman, summer of 2023, you announced that you've got a rare form of blood cancer, multiple myeloma, and like only 35,000 people get this a year. So it's very, very rare, but it was treatable and you went through the treatments and you're still in full remission.
Yeah, we caught it, and I was having some real problems. We didn't know what it was. They ran a bunch of tests, and then they have that conversation and, say, okay, you have cancer. And, boy,
wow.
It's a jolt to the system. My wife and I, we had to tell our kids. That was really, really difficult. And then the first thing you start thinking is, okay, what do I need to do? What can I do? And fortunately, multiple myeloma, you don't want to get cancer, but it turned out to be one of those types of cancer that had a lot of options. And so the doctors started telling me about different things that were available, that, different places you could go for treatment. And so I just threw myself fully into it and said, we're going to go all in. And what does it take? How do I get better? And I did everything my doctors told me to do. And within 3 months, my cancer levels were down to zero. and was in remission and been in remission since. And so,
when you first heard you had cancer, you didn't know that it was that treatable.
I didn't know anything about my multiple myeloma. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
And so all you know, all you hear is you have cancer, and of course you start thinking the worst. And you know, my mom died from breast cancer, and you know, you just start wondering. I mean, you got young kids, you got, you know, a family, and you don't want to go. And so fortunately, like I said, the you know, the doctors had options that they gave me, and I had to listen to them, and I listened to them. I wasn't going to play any games, and it worked out, and I'm very lucky.
When you thought things might be, you know, worse when you first heard you had cancer, did you consider putting me in your will?
You know, there wouldn't be a lot I'd be able to leave you, Scoot. But I'd have put some of my 80s clothes, if I still have them, in my closet somewhere to you, because you probably still go to those clubs and yeah, enjoy dancing. I can't dance. So you would make good use out of
neither
it.
Neither can I, but I do I it know. Anyway.
You do know. It anyway. That's what that's why they make Fireball. But
I've got that typical Caucasian dance move, you know. It's a little stiff, but, you know, I do it. Look, but, you know, when I lived in the area, I would occasionally run into you at St. Catherine's Catholic Church on Metairie Road at Bonneville. And I know your Catholic faith and your Christian faith is very important to you. After you were shot in a rare form of this blood cancer, did your faith ever falter at all?
No, it never did. And thank God I had a strong faith, because I leaned on God a lot. I mean, the day of the shooting, I'm laying on a ball field. I can't move anymore. I'd crawled about 20 feet. There was a trail of blood somebody took a picture of from where I was playing at second base to the outfield. And then everything gave out. And I'm laying there, and there's a full-blown shootout going on. And for all I know, I could be it, this could be it. You know, and so you start thinking some pretty heady things. First thing I thought to do was to pray. And so I knew this was too big for me, and I put it in God's hands. And it's amazing, Scoot. The minute I did that, it's almost like there was a calm that came over me. I should have been in tremendous pain, because I know what happened to me. And my doctor told me later, he doesn't know how I made it. I know how I made it. God performed miracles. But I asked God for some real heady things, and he delivered. And again, it gave me an incredible sense of ease. And I knew, I never had a day where I was feeling sorry for myself. I felt lucky to be alive. I knew that it could have easily gone the other way, because I know what happened. They told me that it was a .762 caliber I was shot with. That you could take a bear down with that. They say people just don't come back from those kind of hits. And so I knew something else happened. And so I just thank God every day. And look, I mean, people have bad things happen to them all the time, and I'm sure people question. I have dear friends that are in Texas. One of my colleagues from Texas, two of his daughters were in Kerr over the weekend at that camp, and they made it out alive. And he called me the morning it all blew, and he said, "Steve, something's about to break. You need to know what happened, but just know my two girls made it." And how do you explain that? But for the parents of the girls over 20 who didn't make it, I'm sure you might question, but you also lean on your faith. You lean on strangers that are praying for you. I'm praying for those families. I don't even know most of them. Yeah. And so we all do that. And you sometimes will say, okay, I heard somebody has a disease. I'm going to pray for them. They might not know you. They might not know you're praying for them. But I can tell you, I felt it. I felt the prayers from people I don't even know. And so when people say, you know what, pray for somebody, would something bad happen to them, they feel it. They know it.
You know, when things happen to you, you know, Corinthians 10:13, you know, God's not going to give you anything you can't handle. I mean, sometimes I want to just go, hey, God, do you really know me that well?
Yeah.
You know, this is a little rough.
You didn't know how much he bulked you up, because, you know, look, we all get stuff thrown at us that might seem bigger than what we can handle. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're about to hit the 20-year anniversary of Katrina. There are a lot of people that went through things they never thought they'd be able to handle.
That's right.
But think of all the things that people in this community came through and overcame, because you just do. You got to just pull together. Friends help friends. That's why we have friends.
All right. We have a lot to talk about. Congressman Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, is in the studio, sitting in the chair right across from me. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. So let's both of us try not to filibuster questions or answers, so we can get to a lot.
We'll do rapid fire, but still play the best music. The bumper music is awesome.
Well, listen, I want you to start thinking about a couple of your favorite songs, and we'll use those for bumper music. We're also going to talk about this. Why can't we be friends? Because there's a lot of hate in America. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back with Congressman Scalise on WWL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I asked Congressman Scalise to name a couple of his favorite artists, and we'll make that the bumper music. And you still talk to Kevin Griffin of Better Than Ezra?
I do. I didn't know you were a DJ, too. You know, still playing the old songs like the B97 days. But I went to school with Better Than Ezra guys. Kevin Griffin and I still stay in touch. Great friend. Tom Drummond as well. I still go. Yeah, I saw him at Jazz Fest a few weeks ago. So love those guys.
All right, Congressman, when you were shot in 2017, Donald Trump was president, and the sincere, bipartisan, overwhelming support for you was just so noticeable. Why wasn't there the same overwhelming bipartisan support when the Democrats were shot in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
I think there was a lot of that. You know, I reached out to the Democrat whose district it was in, and I think you saw a lot of people come together. You know, there's still a lot of confusion. They captured the guy, and maybe one day we'll find out. And that really isn't the real story. The story is there was a tragedy, and, you know, he tried to kill a number of state senators, almost did kill one, and then murdered a state rep and her husband. And I think you saw a lot of outpouring. It just doesn't last as long because the news cycle probably goes a lot quicker and you're on to something else.
Did it bother you that President Trump said that he didn't even want to call Governor Walz and then said he's whacked out, he doesn't have a clue? Does it bother you when Trump says those things?
Look, I mean, the president obviously has his own style and he has, you know, different confrontations with different people. Walz ran against him for president. You know, in a time like that, I do think he did immediately say prayers for the families. You know, the governor is not the person that you pray for. You pray for the victims, the people that were fighting for their lives. The senator at the time was still fighting for his life, and his wife was doing the same. And the president did offer strong support for the folks that were shot. And ultimately, luckily, the senator made it, but the state rep did not. And
I don't think the public received that, and it just seemed like there was just such a stark contrast between the support for you and then the lack of bipartisan support for that situation. And I think that's a statement about where we are in terms of disagreeing equals hate. And I don't know how we got here, but we're here, and I'm not sure how we get out of this, but you know, the hate factor has really turned into a spectator sport when it comes to political discourse.
Yeah, and it's a real problem because it's bled. I mean, other colleagues of mine have had death threats against them, still to this day. And let's disagree based on the policy. And I always tell people, keep your disagreements to the policy, because if you're attacking somebody personally, you've lost the argument. Don't try to attack somebody's integrity because you disagree with a policy. Think about your friends. You have friends you disagree with every day. Your spouse. You're not going to agree with your spouse on everything, but are you going to call them names and go attack them personally? And that's where I think things break down. And we see it in politics. We see it in society. And in politics is a reflection of society. And we all need to get this better. We got to do a better job.
But I think President Trump himself, I think he has this revengeful type attitude that I know you're close to him, but I can't imagine that you're pleased with those, the personal attacks that he uses. And I think that helps give people permission to hate. And I'm not saying there's not hate on the left, because there certainly is.
Yeah. Well, I see people go after him personally and he goes back at him, and he's a New York street fighter, from the real estate industry. But I also see the warm side of him. And when I was shot, it was the day of his birthday. He and his wife, Melania, came to the hospital to check on me. And in the weeks since, they checked on me and my family a lot during that period. So you see that warm side. The press doesn't show that. And so you only see the harsh stuff and the confrontations. And you got to look at the whole thing.
I saw the warm side of him in a podcast interview he did during the campaign with Theo Vaughn, the podcaster. And I saw a warm side of him there that I had never seen before. And I don't know, maybe you can work out a situation.
It'd be nice if we could see more of that. Yeah.
I'd like to have a chance to see that warm side of President Trump. Look, let's talk for just a moment about this 47-year-old New Orleans resident who was picked up by ICE and she was detained. It was all involving the bombing. It happened around the bombing of Iran. She was born in Iran, Iranian born, but she's been here for a long time. Donna Kashana. Donna Kashanian.
Kashanian.
Okay. Talk about her. You did a lot of work to save her and get her back.
Right when she was picked up by ICE, the family reached out. They live in Lakeview, their constituents. And so I immediately found out about it. My staff talked to me about it. And I said, look, let's look at this. Let's talk to ICE. Let's find out what's going on, because this doesn't seem right. And sure enough, as we started looking into it, what ICE was talking about were things from her file back in the 1970s and 80s, and there was a red flag. She had gotten married. She admits to this, that she had gotten married in questionable circumstances when she was 21. And they were holding that against her when she filed her asylum claim and when she tried to get a green card. And I don't think that she got a fair hearing back in the 70s and 80s. And OK, that was in the 70s and 80s, but it's still being held against her today. And so you fast forward, and so she's still on these lists and she still has red flags. And that's why she was picked up and basically put in a detention facility. And I said, is this right, number one? And will y'all at least look at the totality of her life, the things she's done? I started hearing from people in the community that were saying wonderful things about her. She's been a great person and helped a lot of people, during Katrina, during other things. She's volunteered. And so I said, look at her whole life's work. Not something she did when she was 21. And oh, by the way, when you rejected her claim and it wasn't them, it was done in the 80s. I said the asylum laws and interpretations of asylum are different today than they were then. So at least look at all of that. And they did, to their credit. They went back, relooked at the case, and they said, you know what? And I got the call night before last. And they said, it was last night. Things move fast. They said, we're going to let her out and let her stay back home while we revisit her asylum claim. And, talked to her husband last night, met with the family again today in my office. And obviously everybody's in a great mood. They were going to pick her up today, and she's going to be sleeping in her house tonight. And that's the way it should be. And she's going to get a fair, objective hearing for asylum. Whether she gets it or not, that's going to be up to them. But at least they're not going to look at stuff she did in 1980. So that's the way it should be handled.
There was an impression, though, that she might have been part of mass deportations that were too broad. You know, and then the president himself has changed his mind. You know, people who work for hotels and agricultural and certain industries, they're going to be able to stay. That doesn't really fit with we're going to get everybody who's in this country illegally. So that's been a point of controversy with a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a complicated issue because for decades, Scoot, for decades, we have had this bifurcated system. We've not secured our border, and then we've let millions of people in, and we never gave them any legal status. And we just, everybody looked the other way and said, okay, someday somebody's going to have to figure this out. Well, that's not fair to them. It's not fair to the system. So at some point, we're going to have to figure it out. Well, now we're figuring it out. First thing President Trump did, and he ran on this, is he said, I'm going to secure the border. We're going to stop this crazy idea of every day thousands of people just stroll in our country. Criminals, people on the terrorist watch list, everything. And so he's done that. He's secured the border. And so now we're starting to deal with the interior issues. And again, every president, you know, go look at DACA under Obama. Obama said, come on in. We're not going to make you legal. Obama never tried to make them legal. These kids that were coming in, but just come on in and somebody else will figure it out. That's not responsible. But now you've got all these people here. What do you do about it? You're not going to deport everybody, but you absolutely should deport the criminals. And so that's being done. And so Donna had gotten caught up in the broader issue of, okay, what if they're not a hardened criminal, but they are here illegally? What do you do? And we still have to figure that out. And frankly, it's Congress that is going to have to figure this out in a bipartisan way. I've surely got ideas and I care about this, but we had to first secure the border. We've done that. Now let's have the bigger, broader question about what we do with everybody who is here illegally. Obviously, if you're not playing by the rules, you're breaking laws, you're harming people, and we've seen a lot of that, you're going to be deported and you're going back to your home country.
Yeah, agree.
But for everybody else, what do you do? It's not a simple question, and it's not Donald Trump's created problem. Donald Trump's trying to fix it. Presidents, Republican and Democrat before him, have let this build up and build up. And now it's like we got maybe 20 million people in that category.
Yeah. Well, when the president became president, when Donald Trump became president, I applauded him shutting down the border. In fact, it made Joe Biden look even more incompetent how quickly Donald Trump did that.
He did it in weeks.
And I was very critical of Joe Biden. Are you in contact at all with Stephen Miller?
I know Stephen well. I saw him Friday at the bill signing.
It seems like a lot of ideas come from Stephen Miller.
Yeah, Stephen used to be President Trump's speechwriter during the campaign in 2016 and through his first term. Today he's taken on a bigger role. He's doing more policy. He's involved in a lot more things. But he's always been at the White House, and he's always been with President Trump, even when President Trump was out of the presidency.
All right, I could go on about Stephen Miller, but I want to get to the big, I call it the not-so-beautiful bill, because it's not pretty for everybody. So, Stephen, why don't you talk to us about how you see this bill impacting people in Louisiana who are going to lose Medicare coverage.
Medicaid,
and the hospitals that may close down, hospitals in rural area where that's the only place people have to go.
Yeah, a lot of myths about this. First of all, a lot of hospitals have closed down, especially in rural areas, for years before this bill got signed into law. So this idea that this bill is going to do something bad to hospitals, we have a lot of problems with our hospitals. Go look at how many rural hospitals have closed in America just in the last 4 years. There's a lot of them. Doesn't get reported. This bill does a number of things that are really good for families. Number one, stops a tax increase. Every family in Louisiana that pays taxes was about to get about a 20 to 40% tax increase. So we stopped that from happening, which is really good. There are some other changes we made, and as affects Medicaid, the biggest changes are we put work requirements in place. So two big areas where you're going to see people no longer be eligible for Medicaid that today might be getting it. One is illegals. If you're here illegally, there are over a million people in America getting Medicaid. So you're a taxpayer. You're paying for illegals to get health care. You're a disabled person on Medicaid. We're protecting them, by the way. There were a lot of lies told about disabled people losing care. If you're disabled on Medicaid, you're going to have better care because a lot of disabled people are getting crowded out of Medicaid by people who shouldn't be on the program. So illegals will no longer be eligible, but also people who are fully able-bodied. Pick up the – never did the Advocate do a story on this person, but this is the person that will lose their eligibility. You're 35 years old. You're fully able to work. You're just choosing to sit at home in your mom's basement and play video games and turn down work. Well, guess what, Scoot? you're not going to be eligible for Medicaid anymore. You can go get a job. And by the way, there are a lot of people looking to hire you. And when you get that job, you're going to actually get private insurance, which is better than Medicaid. Keep in mind, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, three different forms of health care. The worst form of all those is Medicaid. So you don't want to be dumping millions more people into Medicaid when they could be on a much better form of care in private insurance. So when they have to go get a job, they're going to get better health care. But I think most people would agree, if you're able to work and you're crowding out a disabled person from Medicaid, why should you be on Medicaid and we're paying your freight? So that party will end, so to speak.
Yeah, I have always agreed with that. I mean,
that's the biggest change.
If you need to work. But a lot of people who get jobs are not going to get, they're not going to get health care from their companies.
Not all of them, but many of them will be eligible, by the way, for Obamacare.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't a fan of Obamacare because of what it did to hurt the doctor-patient relationship, but it's there. It's law. You're eligible for it. So just because you lose Medicaid, you now go get a job, you're eligible for Obamacare, including subsidies. So don't tell me that they're just going to be thrown out on the streets and dying. And I mean, a lot of these lies, oh, everybody's going to die. Every hospital's going to close. Well, nobody said anything about all the hospitals that closed in the last few years. I think hospitals will be in a better position because a hospital today loses money on a Medicaid patient. They're making money on a patient that shows up with private insurance. So if you have more people showing up with private insurance and fewer on Medicaid, ultimately that's a better payer mix for hospitals.
All right. So you are certain that people who need this health care, need Medicaid, they're going to continue to get it in Louisiana.
People who Medicaid was designed for. And again, let's get back. What is waste, fraud, and abuse? Who's somebody that it was designed for? It was designed for disabled people, pregnant women. You lose your job. If you're looking for work and you can't find a job, Scoot, you'll still be eligible. But if you're turning down work, and in this bill, we even give you the ability, you can do 20 hours of community service instead of taking the job that's offered to you, and you would still be eligible. Nobody can say that's an extreme measure that's harsh. It's common sense. And by the way, the program has been mushrooming in cost. The taxpayers are paying double for Medicaid today than they were paying 6 years ago. And even after this bill, after the what they call draconian cuts, today we spend about $660 billion on Medicaid. 10 years from now, we'll be spending over $1 trillion on Medicaid. I don't know how that's called a cut. I took math in school. When you're spending 40% more 10 years from now than you're spending today, it's not a cut. It is slowing the growth of it because people that shouldn't be on the program will now be in the workforce.
All right, before I get to a break here, the U.S. has decided to revoke the temporary protected status of some people. It seems like such a random decision. You know, they have this protected status and then suddenly it's gone. And then also the idea that President Trump is talking about denaturalizing some naturalized citizens.
Well, ultimately, what we're trying to do is get back to a legal system of immigration. America's still the most generous nation in the world. So the idea that we're trying to close the borders and shut down the country is nothing close to the truth, because we still let over a million people. It's like 1.1 million people into our country every year, you know, through the green card process, no matter which country you apply from, you know, Venezuela, Mexico, France, wherever you want to come from, you wait in lines, theoretically a line. And might take you 3 years, might take you 8 years, you can come to America legally. What do you do with the folks that are here illegally? Again, that's still a complicated question that Trump did not create. Trump is trying to fix it.
All right, but what about the taking away the naturalized citizenship? Those are the
I haven't seen any formal proposal to do it. You hear reports of that every now and then.
Does sometimes he just mouth off about stuff?
Well, he's said a lot of stuff, but recently what he said is, you know, let's try to figure out if somebody's working in the agriculture industry, for example, like you just mentioned, or in, you know, working at a hotel. Let's figure out some kind of maybe status for them so that they can stay here, even though they're technically illegal, so they can stay here. It's still complicated to figure out because the system was never designed for 20 plus million people to be in this country illegally. I mean, when you have a system of laws where you have to look the other way for everything to work, that's not the way America was designed. We're a nation of laws. Let's figure out how to get back to it. It's taken decades to get to this point. Let's hopefully not take decades to fix this. Let's try to fix it to where we have a functioning legal system again.
All right. The president has changed his mind again about the tariffs. And a lot of people have talked about, and these are like well-known economists, have talked about the impact of the tariffs. The tariff plan obviously did not work the way President Trump wanted it to work in the beginning.
What it has done is two things. One, it has gotten us new deals and better deals for America with a number of countries. Now, we still have a broader issue of, you know, what about the countries that don't treat us fair in trade? And what President Trump has always wanted is to get to a system of fair trade. Before he was even president, he talked about the countries that hit us with tariffs where we don't hit them, Scoot. So pick Japan. You know, Japan's a friendly country. Some hostile countries do this to us as well. But we have a zero tariff system. You want to sell a Japanese product in America? Come on over. You know, your product can be on Amazon tomorrow and you can be selling your product. You try to sell certain American products in Japan and hey, they're our great friends, except you can't sell your product in Japan. Well, or it's got a 40% tariff. Why is that fair? So what Trump really wants to get to is a zero tariff system from both countries. Right now, it's one-sided.
Well, I mean, I get that. It just doesn't seem like it worked the way he thought it was going to work.
Look, there are a number of examples of countries where it is working, Scoot. It's not working that way for everybody yet, but we're only a few months in, and we've already got better deals with a number of countries. Let's keep getting better deals and fair trade with everybody.
I hope that works out, and I hope the economy overall benefits from that. All right, I got to get out of here. We'll be coming right back with more to wrap things up with the congressman. Another one of the congressman's favorites is somebody he knew when he was alive, Fats Domino, the New Orleans legend. You look too young to even know this guy.
I got to meet him when he played Jazz Fest the last time. Phenomenal, just unbelievable, right. Wonderful person.
I'm Scoot with Congressman Scalise. We'll be right back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Come on, WWL. Congressman just told me he loves Zydeco, so I thought we'd come out of this break with some Zydeco. You love this music.
It's the most upbeat. It's the most fun upbeat music you can have. I mean, I go Zydeco Stage and Jazz Fest is one of the funnest places just to hang out. You don't even have to know who's playing. Yeah. You'll be in a better mood when you're done.
Yeah, all right. So look, here's what a lot of people think. They think that you get elected, you forget about the people. How difficult is it to resist lobbyists, to resist the president, politicians, and really work for the people back home?
Look, I don't think it's that hard. I love the people that I get to represent. It's an honor to represent the people of Southeast Louisiana, but I come back home all the time. You're always hearing about things that people care about. You know, you talk to small business owners. You're hearing from a random family you never met before calls and says, my wife was detained by ICE. And you just go to work to help people because it's what you do. We get calls all the time, you know, veterans that aren't getting the right care they need or somebody that can't get a passport processed. You don't care who they voted for. You just help people. And it's a treat to be able to do that. Obviously, the big issues you fight for, you know, they get kind of brought up in the national politics. But, you know, you want to make this a better place. You want to make your community better. You want to make the country better.
There was a big part of this bill that didn't get a lot of attention about restoring the coast that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I had been trying for years to lift what's called the cap on revenue sharing. Every state that produces energy in America, offshore and onshore, has these complex formulas of how much they can get. Louisiana and any state that generates revenue offshore, which obviously in the Gulf we generate a lot of energy, it's capped at how much we can get. We've been trying to lift that cap for a long time. I saw this bill as a chance to go do that, and I was able to get language in the bill to lift the cap. So for Louisiana alone, Scoot, that will mean we will get hundreds of millions of dollars more to restore our coast, because in Louisiana we dedicated the revenue from drilling to coastal restoration. So we'll be able to rebuild land that's been lost through coastal erosion. We'll be able to protect ourselves better from storms, and that's in this bill.
Okay. One thing that bothers me about the bill is that while it is going to take some things away from some Americans, people who can afford to buy a private jet are going to get a big tax break. I mean, if you can afford to buy a private jet, you don't need a tax break.
Well, no bigger than it was before. You know, if you think about the new tax breaks, so we maintain current law. So you heard a lot, tax cuts for the millionaires and the billionaires. There's no new tax cut for millionaires and billionaires, Scoot. We keep rates the same so their taxes don't go up. But that same tax cut, maintaining those rates, applies to the family making $40,000 a year. The waitress, who on average, by the way, makes $32,000 a year, will not have to pay taxes on their tips. So the only new tax cuts, so to speak, are people that work for tips and people that work for overtime. And those are capped, by the way, so if you make over $150,000, you're not eligible. But a police officer, a firefighter, a nurse working at the hospital who makes overtime will not have to pay taxes on that overtime. And that's retroactive to January. So you'll be able to get money you paid back on overtime back in your return.
Okay, as this big, beautiful, or not so beautiful bill manifests itself in our society, let's have you back, and we'll talk about how it is working out. Because
would love
you
to.
Know, all of this
yeah.
is a lot of talk right
we'll
now.
We'll see it
let's
all in a few months when it's actually
and look. I hope it
positively
works.
Affecting people. Inflation going down, wages going up. People will get higher wages. Millions of new jobs created. I think all that will happen. Let's talk about it when it does.
Are there times you disagree with President Trump?
Yeah, we talk about it personally. I have the opportunity to talk with him, and he's a man who listens. I will tell you, you can make your case, and you better have your facts because he's got his. But if you make the point well enough, he'll go with your approach.
Congressman, thanks for being with
Always
us.
Always great being with you, Scoot. Thanks
great
for
being
having
with
me.
You. Listen, come back again.
Happy to.
Okay, all right. Congressman Steve Scalise on WWL. See, you can disagree, and you don't have to hate each other because I do like you, Congressman. All right, I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Sports Talk is next. Love you, New Orleans.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.